The greater works on earth will be done by you. And the way you will do them is to live in your infinite body, letting God do the work. If you are living in your infinite body, you will express the will of God. If you are not, you will express the will of a human being which cannot succeed. We cannot say one thing, I believe, and then live in the human body. Because if you believe on me, means if you believe on the infinite body of your own being, that's who me is. The infinite body of you is saying, if you believe on me, the works I do, you shall do. Now, you've got to see that Jesus was demonstrating the power of the will of God expressing in your infinite body. That is how you are going to enter the fifth world. The very exercises you have done all this past month were demonstrated by Christ Jesus. Christ was demonstrating how to dehypnotize. He was teaching, never believe your senses, but instead be sure wherever you go to take bread. Believe only what the Christ believes, and live above your sense mind. In your infinite body. I have overcome the world. That is the voice of your infinite body. Your infinite body has overcome the world. I am the way, the truth, the resurrection, the life. Your infinite body, lived in now, is the way, the truth, the resurrection, the life. Do you see how your infinite body could never be born? And to live in your never-born self, you must live in your infinite body, which was never born and which never dies. Science has taught us about atoms and bodies of atoms. Christ taught us about the infinite body not made of atoms. Religion missed the point. There is no death in your non-atomic infinite body. There is only eternal life. And that is the body you are in now. It is under divine law. It is governed completely and exclusively by the perfect law of God. No other law applies to your perfect infinite body. And it alone, is the Son of God. And so watch, as Christ demonstrates the power of your infinite body as against the false power given to human forms by your sense mind. Follow me, says the Christ, and you cannot follow in a human body. To follow, you simply accept the infinite body. That is how you follow the Christ. No body born of woman can follow Christ. In fact, as long as you believe you are living and have life in a body born of woman, you are denying your infinite Christ body here and now. The world has been awake to Jesus and asleep to Christ. We have been awake to human bodies and asleep to the one infinite body, the only body, the now body. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You have found it when you are acknowledging that you are living in your infinite body now. are inviting the Holy Ghost. We are resting in the knowledge that I am living now in the infinite body. All human forms are within my sense mind. They are sense images. But where they appear to be is my infinite body. Everywhere over this universe is your infinite body. That is the demonstration made by Christ Jesus upon the earth. Every claim brought to him was stating that a human body was in torment or agony or distress. But he did not accept the sense image. He did not give power to the sense image. He did not try to change the sense image. He was living in the infinite body. And because his infinite body is everywhere, where is there blindness? Where is there a cripple? Where is there a birth or a death? Where is there any form of discord if my infinite body is all that is present anywhere? These are then revealed by the Christ as sense images without power or reality, and they disappear. And so you see him touching the leper. Why? Because the leper is a sense image. He's revealing by touching the leper that there is no power there. How could there be a leper there if his infinite body is there? If he accepted the presence of the leper, then he would be saying, my infinite body is not there. By touching the leper, he is showing there is no leper there. See, nothing happens. My infinite body is there. Now, everywhere you look, you must accept the same. Your infinite body is there. And because it is there, nothing else is there. When you are told to leave mother, father, brother, sister, it is because they are not there. Your infinite body is there, and their infinite body is there. That which you have called your mother is invisibly your infinite body. That which you have called your friend and your child is invisibly your infinite body. And they too, looking at you, can say, that which I have called my child, or my parent, or my husband, or my wife, is not there. My invisible infinite body is there. Everyone must come to this understanding that my infinite body is everywhere and nothing else. That is the demonstration of all of the miracle healings of Christ Jesus upon this earth. Living in the infinite body of God as your body is living above the belief that comes to you through your sense mind. And we might call that a victory by faith. Your sense mind continues to bring to you that which it sees and experiences, but you accept the one infinite body which your sense mind cannot see or touch or experience, and that is your faith, and through it comes your victory. There is no male body present. There is no female body present. There is no sick body present and no healthy body present. There are no human bodies present. Sell all thou hast means change bodies. You have known yourself to be a human being in a human body. Sell all thou hast. Accept your infinite body. Put on the garment of incorruptibility. Reject the belief that you are in a body born of woman. And change bodies to that body which is infinite because it is born of God. That change in consciousness is the changing of bodies. And that is the meaning of being reborn, transformed, following Christ, believing on me. It is the way, the truth, the resurrection, and it brings into active expression the full power of God where you stand. Every imperfection can never exist in the infinite body of your being, and therefore, where is it? Every problem that you have received because you have invited it. You invite problems by not living in the infinite body of God. If you live in the human body, not created by God, you're living in a counterfeit. You cannot make a life in a counterfeit body. Now you know that Jesus taught eternal life. You can't have eternal life in a dying body. It can only come by changing bodies to the one infinite body without imperfection. And that is why earlier in this work we had to learn there are no atoms. The infinite body is non-atomic. That which is born of God is non-atomic. That which is born of woman is the atomic body of the senses. Now, there were 10 lepers, were there not? Maybe we ought to look at that. We'll find it in Luke 17:11. And only one of them seems to have been healed permanently. Why is that? Here they are. Luke 17:11. Came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Stood afar off. That means they had not come into the knowledge of one body. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face, at his feet giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. You see, this is the only one who learned the lesson. The 9 were healed, just as he was, but they didn't learn the lesson. The lesson was to sell all thou hast. They didn't turn back. They didn't repent. They didn't come up to the understanding. And so this one was healed permanently. So it is with us when we have our healings and they recur. It is because we cannot accept or do not understand or have not heard the one great truth, which is the liberation of mankind, the resurrection of the human race. Each one who steps into the infinite body is this one leper who not only is cleansed, but is cleansed permanently. Because he glorifies God. How can you glorify God with a human body, not created by God? I magnify the Lord, said Mary. She glorified God with the knowledge that she was the infinite body. To the paralytic, he said, pick up your bed and walk. What was the bed he was to pick up? The false belief in a human body. How could he walk? The knowledge implanted through spirit that I am infinite body and therefore immaculate. How can a human being in a dying human body be the image and likeness of God? How can the image and likeness of God be blind or crippled? How can the image or likeness of God in any way be defective, lacking, needful, suffering? No. The only image that suffers and lacks and needs and dies is the sense image of body which we have construed within ourselves. We still do not see that the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the revelation of the infinite body of God. That the only begotten Son of God, the infinite body, is beyond death. And the suffering servant that we see is the sense image within our own mind. There's no suffering there. And there's no crucifixion there. And there was no Christ dying. There was Christ revealing the non-death of the infinite body. For all who believe on me. What about the resurrection of Lazarus? Christ is demonstrating that here comes a form which we think is dead in a tomb. But you think so because you look out through eyes that form sense images. The human race sees the dead body of Lazarus because that is a sense image. But there is no dead body of Lazarus. There's just a dead image in every beholder. All who see the dead image of Lazarus are seeing an image within their minds. There is no dead Lazarus out there. There is no dead Lazarus in a tomb. That is the human concept entertained by the human race. There are no dead in the graves here now. There are no dead people lying in the graves and cemeteries. There are no dead people who have ever died in this world. And there are none who were ever born in this world. There are none who have ever suffered in this world. And there are none suffering now. We are all entertaining the same idea of sense images, which we call forms. But if you are going to live in your infinite body, you must make the correction. You were told to love your neighbor. And your love must include the knowledge that where your neighbor is, only the infinite body is, and it is not dead, dying, or suffering. And it is your body. And it is the body of your neighbor. It is the same body. You and your friend, you and your mother, you and your child, you and your neighbor are all the one body. The same body. The same self. And you cannot come to the realization of oneself until you accept the one infinite body as your own and the body of everyone who walks this earth. If you believe on the one infinite body, you will discover that life eternal is the present fact and that there can be no change in it. It is impossible to die. The truth doesn't change because people are ignorant of it. There is no one to die. There is only the one eternal, infinite body. And birth and death are the illusions that we entertain because we do not glorify the infinite body of God. Pick up your bed. Walk in your infinite body. Lazarus, come forth. There's no dead one down there. The infinite body of God is all there is, and it never dies. And in this realization, the Christ shows forth the returned Lazarus image. You see, Jesus never accepted bodies with problems. Because if he had, he would have been denying that there is one infinite body. Instead, he was demonstrating that there is no human body. There are only human images made of the sense mind. And he was de-hypnotizing us momentarily to show us the great mystery that where human bodies walked, suffered, and died, only the one infinite body eternally is. He was revealing that you truly are the image and likeness of God, which is eternal. And therefore, all that shows you as something other than the eternal image of God must be a false image. We have seen some very interesting developments when an immovable object or an immovable situation occurs that we face with the knowledge that only the one infinite body is present. And no further affirmations or denials are necessary. And you might take that into consideration, using it now to face situations in your life which to you are insurmountable. And stand before them with the knowledge that your sense mind is presenting to you a series of situations, conditions, forms, and this is all part of the sense mind hypnosis. None of it is happening in the infinite body of God. Now accept for yourself that the infinite body of God is all there is. And because these imperfect situations cannot exist in the infinite body of God, they are existing only in the sense minds of those who perceive them, not externally. And if you can do that and rest in the word, you are believing on me. And you will find that the greater works are actually done in your experience. You are releasing the belief in second selves, other lives than the one life of the infinite body. And you will find the power that functions through you is the power of the infinite body of God, without opposition. Thou seest me, thou seest the infinite body of the Father. How are you going to crucify the infinite body of the Father? How can there be sickness in the infinite body of the Father? When the disciples went forth, they asked all to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There's been a lot of that in our world, the laying on of hands, the sprinkling of holy water, the baptism of men by men, and it doesn't work, because that is never what the disciples meant. We were watching the physical forms and watching them do things, and we thought by imitating them we could then bring about the same result. But we were seeing sense images. We were not seeing what was really being done. To bathe in the pool of Siloam is to accept the infinite body. To baptize in the name of Jesus Christ is to accept the infinite Christ body. How can you be waiting for it and accepting it at the same time? And if you're waiting for it, are you not refusing to accept the presence of it? Now then, who are you? I know who you thought you were. I know who you said you were. But who are you? You are now the infinite body of Christ. And every time you forget it, karmic law is going to bring you up with a start. Because you have been trained too finely now to walk in the shadow. Now are we the infinite body of God. Now are we eternal life. Now we can know no death. Even if the imaged forms were taken away, we can know no death. Because we are eternal life itself in the infinite body. Lazarus was never born. That is why Christ could demonstrate that Lazarus had not died. The Jesus walking this earth that men saw was never born, but was seen in the minds of men. There was no Jesus out there performing miracles. There was no Jesus walking the streets of Galilee. The infinite body was all that was and is here and there. And that infinite body which you saw as Jesus is the infinite body of you now. It's the one same body. There is no other. You can go back 2,000 years. It's the same infinite body stretching that distance in time. And you can go back 2,000 years more beyond that. It's the same infinite body which is the infinite body of Abram and of Moses and of Melchizedek. And you can go back beyond the first human being on this earth. And it was still the same infinite body beyond that. In the beginning was the Word. And the infinite body of Christ is that Word. It exists before all this world and after this world and during this world, and it is the now of your being. The now of you and your infinite body are one now. Only the infinite body of you walk this earth appearing as Jesus to men. Only the infinite body of you exists and ever has existed and ever will. And though there be 5,000 characters in the Bible, each in the invisible is your infinite body. That is the mystical body of Christ. And what we saw in the Bible and what men saw in the Holy Land was the mystical crucifixion, not the real one. They saw the crucifixion of an image in time and space and the resurrection of an image in time and space. All the teaching by the infinite body that we are the imperishable one. Now that is how you will finally come to your mystical marriage. As you dwell in your infinite body, it will be wedded. Your infinite body will become the bride of the divine will. Christ will become your living awareness. You will know finally that Christ is all. There is nothing else. All is Christ. What else is there if the infinite body is all there is? All is Christ. Right now. And this new awareness, this Christ consciousness, is the self, the new and only self, when you have become a bride of the Word. We're going to go now to 1 John. I'd like you carefully to find here the real truth of your being in words that will never die. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now the word believe then has taken this meaning. We believe that Jesus was the outer visible appearance which we saw when we gazed at the infinite body of God. Our gazing at the infinite body of God made visible within our senses an image called Jesus, which we now know was only an image within ourselves because we were unable to see the infinite Christ body that stood there. That infinite Christ body, which we saw as Jesus, is the meaning, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? If we know that the infinite Christ body was there where we saw Jesus, then we believe that Jesus was the Christ. And we also know that that Christ, which is the infinite body of all, is the begotten Son of God. And unless we come into that invisible body, we have not accepted the Son of God. And we have been told that unless you have the Son, you do not have the Father. So we see Jesus in his true light as the way shower, as the path finder, as the revealer of the infinite Christ body, which could not be crucified and could not die. from the presence of that body having been revealed to us. We are dehypnotized. We are lifted above the sense limitations so that we too, by faith, can accept that invisible body which was demonstrated as my body. Everyone that loveth him that begat. If we love God, the Father of all, then we must also love him that is begotten of him. We must love that which the Father begets, which is our infinite body. We must love the only begotten Son, or we do not love God. If you do not accept your infinite body, you're not accepting God. But we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. That is why Christ says, I have overcome this world. And incidentally, if you remember, it was in chapter 16 of John that the Christ says, I have overcome the world. That was even before crucifixion. The world had already been overcome by the knowledge of the invisible, infinite body. And so too, right now, if you have the experience of the infinite, invisible body, the word will come to you, I have overcome the world. For whosoever is born of God, born of the infinite body, overcomes the belief that he was born of woman. Overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And this is what I mean by victory by faith. Now somebody may say to you, were you Swedish? Were you Norwegian? Were you German? Were you American? And of course you were none of these. How could you be? Is the infinite body of God Swedish, Norwegian, German, French, American? Do you see why Paul said there's neither Greek nor Jew? Is the infinite body of God a male body or a female body? As we know male and female? Do you see why Paul said there is neither male nor female? He was teaching the infinite body. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, says John, in the 5th chapter, the 18th verse. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. As you accept the infinite body of God, the wicked one who touches you not is the world mind. That is how you break the mesmerism of the world mind. I, the infinite body of God, cannot be touched by the world mind. It only functions in a human body. It cannot function in the body of God. And that's why the body of God never shows forth any of the world problems or diseases. They only occur in that body which is not born of God, which we're learning to reject. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. That means in false knowledge. In ignorance of God. John is telling us here that the entire human race, living in separated bodies of flesh, lies in wickedness. And all this time, religion has been trying to make these separate human bodies of flesh admit that they're sinners, live in creedal doctrines, and hope that someday, if they do the good things that religion is trying to teach them, they will go to this heaven above. And while this is happening, we find all forms of human hypocrisy, even in the religions of the world. It was only called to my attention recently that many religions have invested very heavily in weapons of war, in factories that manufacture such weapons. And you must see the divided consciousness there that is trying to teach people how to find God and at the same time is violating the Word of God. It is all because the religions of the world have absolutely no knowledge that the only begotten of God is not Jesus or any other so-called Son of God, but rather the only begotten of God is the one infinite Christ body. When we know that, we are on the positive side of truth, no longer needing to negate the lie. And so you have been studying on one side the non-power of sense images of the mind, and on the other side now the only power, the only life, which is in the infinite body of your being. This is the whole armor of light. Every quality of God is functioning now in your infinite body. Peace, not war. Love, not hate. Eternity, not time. Infinity, not limitation. Harmony, not discord. And when you see the negatives in the outer world, they exist as experiences in your sense mind because you have strayed from the one infinite body. You have become a prodigal into the belief in a human finite body. And the remedy is very clear. Do not stray out of the knowledge of one infinite body. Do not be tempted by the appearances. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come. The Son of God is come. We're not waiting. The Son of God is your infinite body. It is here. And the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. And that means even in his Son, the infinite body of God. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. The word idols refers to the human body as much as to marble statues. The human body is an idol. That which is not created of God is an idol. Now, your meditation for this month is very clear. The world tries to correct errors, to perform some kind of surgery to remove a problem, to turn situations around, to put a band-aid on this and a band-aid on that. Our capacity has been increased. we can accept that in the presence of the infinite body, which I am, there is no other body. There are not 50,000 people going to war in one sector of the country. There are not two prime ministers debating whether their nations should get together or stay apart. There are not summit talks between the Secretary of State and the Premier of another country. There is only the one infinite body. And the Christ says to us, if you believe on me, the works I do, ye shall do. And that means that all that is necessary for you to do is to believe in the one infinite body and the Christ, which is the full expression of God on earth, will reveal the qualities of God where the sense mind sees the images called Prime Minister, Secretary of State, Congress, Senate, candidates, governmental officials, world leaders. Everywhere you see a form, you are looking at your own invisible infinite body, and once you forget it, you're back into the karmic law. So your work this month is, I am the infinite body of Christ. I am the only begotten Son. I am here, I am there, I am now, I am everywhere. Where the world is appearing to the sense mind, my infinite body is. My name, my character, my qualities, my being is Christ, the infinite body. I need no power. My infinite body is all that exists, and it is perfect. All else is a sense illusion. Now, I know it was difficult to come back every hour on the hour to the knowledge that everything I see today is unreal. So we'll come to the positive side of it. And again, on the hour, every hour. And don't worry too much if you miss an hour or if a meditation that you start carries on and becomes so long that it practically comes into the second hour. But every hour on the hour, start out with the intention of coming back for a 30-second realization. The only body I have is infinite. I am the infinite body of Christ. Every hour on the hour. And if while you're doing this, a meditation catches fire, you feel comfortable with it, stay with it. If it wants to amplify itself, wonderful. And then, of course, if you're in it for 10 or 20 minutes or longer, and you skip the next 30-second meditation on the hour, that's perfectly permissible. But the idea is to get a continuity, a habit formed, in which you always check back to the knowledge that I am the infinite body of God. I am the only begotten. There is no other body. And then, if you have the spirit of adventure, Don't be so prosaic as to keep repeating that, but in one meditation, I am the infinite body of God and therefore perfect. In another meditation, I am the infinite body of God and therefore this crick in my right elbow is a sense image. In another meditation, give it some variation. Begin to expand your understanding of the meaning and the consequences of being in the infinite body. And don't tuck yourself in a corner of it. I am the infinite body. That means my infinite body now stretches beyond the next 500 years. I'm in every inch of that infinite body right now. It's all me right now. I'm not having my bicentennial. I am eternal being. My infinite body does not espouse this religion or that religion, this nationality or that nationality, this sex or that sex. My infinite body encompasses all that is and is the only reality. Come back to that every hour on the hour. And we'll stay with the 8 o'clock meditation, all right. Except that now it will change to another thing. We will meditate on I am the infinite body, but in this meditation, we won't do it for 30 seconds. Give spirit free rein. You can try the locked-in feeling that we discussed, the 3 degrees of meditation there, but begin with the knowledge that I am the infinite body of Christ. And then go in for some variation. Let spirit take you where it wants to take you after you have begun with the knowledge that you are the infinite body. And so we'll really be breaking bread for another month together this same way. Now go back sometime during the week to the first 5 statements of Jesus, John, and Paul. Find them in the Bible, look at them closely, and make your inner correction away from the traditional religious limited way of seeing these statements that Jesus died for us, and things of that nature, and that God gave his only begotten Son. See that you are that only begotten Son that God gave, and you are infinite body. Go through those 5 and make the corrections in your own mind, because there'll be many people coming to you living in those limitations, and you'll have to take them out. And that's a good place to do it, because it's the crux of the Christ teaching. Now, I think this is leading to a very specific place where we can see that omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence function only in the infinite body. We've been looking for these wonderful divine qualities, but they can't function except in the body of Christ, because there is no other body. We've been looking for a deeper sense of peace, but it only comes through the Christ body, not through limited human sense bodies. And so we're going to discover more and more of the qualities of our own infinite body after we have accepted, acknowledged, and lived in that body. That's what I'll be doing for 30 days, and you will be finding that in some way or another, the qualities of your infinite body are going to come up to the surface of your consciousness. And you'll discover, too, that when you deny any of those qualities, you're really denying that you are that infinite body. How can you be a quality that does not express in the infinite body? For instance, if you were in a state of hate, where is hate? It isn't in the infinite body, so you're obviously not in it, are you? You're operating outside of it, which means you're operating in the dream world. And so begin to be vigilant and to realize that any qualities that are not in the infinite body, if accepted by you, are a sign that you have not accepted the infinite body. That should be clear. But next month, I feel that we're going to go into this in a very deep nature. You will be prepared if you have been living for 1 month now in your infinite body. Your never born self has an infinite body. Your infinite body was never born and never dies. We are on good, solid ground. I really think this tape we are making today can be played to anyone that comes to your tape groups. The Neverborn Self was the beginning of this and was probably perplexing to many. It was not to us because we knew we had been an everywhere self anyway. But it leads into this infinite body now, which I think is very self-explanatory to anyone who's seeking truth. And if you find that you want to play it for those who may not have been as advanced as some of our tapes in this series, you may discover that they can understand it. I think Spirit is bringing us to a position where we can take difficult truth and bring it into the understanding even of those who have not been in the work as deeply or as long as you have. But if you find that there are still quite a number of students coming to you who cannot accept the message at this level, be sure to realize that they can accept it in some of the earlier tapes, either of Joel's or mine.